While Emmanuel Macron appears increasingly isolated in Europe over his ambitious plans to reform the Eurozone, he is succeeding in advancing his domestic agenda. But what exactly does this amount to? At home, his opponents have dubbed him Margaret Macron or Emmanuel Thatcher. Abroad, his showdown with the rail unions has been depicted as his Thatcher moment, a test of whether France's Humpty Fucking face down striking workers and shake up the country. On the streets, Mr. Macron is indeed facing the stiffest test yet of his will to unblock France. But, in inspiration, the French president is closer to a first term Tony Blair than to Thatcher, and would probably dislike the comparison to either former UK Prime Minister. It is understandable that his critics depict Mr. Macron as a red-blooded capitalist, a former investment banker at Rothschild, trained at the country's top institutions. He embodies the ruthless globalizing elite. Today, the left accuses him of dismantling France's cherished social model. Last month, Forbes magazine put the French president on its cover under the title Leader of the Free Markets. Mr. Macron is indeed unapologetic about backing the private sector in order to encourage investment and job creation. To that end, he has cut taxes on business and the rich, loosened labor rules, and devised schemes to lure tech startups to Paris. At the same time, a public spending review, designed to find budget savings, is about to be published, yet his thinking has little to do with a Thatcherite conception of the state, all of laissez-faire economics. What Mr. Macron seeks is a benign way for the state to offer reassurance, a framework of protection that generates the confidence people need in order to feel they can accept or adapt to change. Only then, he judges, will they accept the rules of competition and liberalization.